Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. During this Easter week, we've been looking at the events of each day of Easter leading up to Resurrection Sunday, the greatest day. And today we look at the events of Easter Thursday, Maundy Thursday. Today's lesson, Jesus, through his suffering and death, has washed us of sin and opens the way for us to be filled with his presence by the Spirit, who fills us with peace. Traditionally known as Maundy Thursday. Maundy means to wash. On the first day of Pentecost, they ate the Passover meal and the Last Supper. Jesus washed his disciples' feet and promises them cleansing from sin, the presence of the Spirit and peace that will sustain them and sustain us in our darkest days. So firstly, Jesus, our Passover lamb, we read Matthew 26, 17 to 19. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him the teacher says, 'My appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate my Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. Jesus' death happening at Passover teaches us that Jesus is our Passover lamb. He is perfect. He removes the yeast of sin from our lives. He died in our place to purchase our freedom. It's his blood that covers and saves us from the wrath of God. Because of Jesus' judgment, because Jesus was judged for us, God's judgment passes over us in mercy. Secondly, he says, "This is my body and my blood," in Matthew 26, 26 to 28. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So Jesus uses this Passover meal to teach about himself. Whilst never forgetting the original context of escape from Egypt, he shows that his death on the cross is the fulfillment of what that event foreshadowed. For Christians, the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper rather, is the only feast that we are commanded to keep. Not yearly, but as we read in 1 Corinthians, "as often as you eat and drink of it," which means regularly. This meal reminds us of our being washed and cleansed of sin through Jesus' suffering and death. Thirdly, Jesus has washed us. In chapter 12, John writes of Mary anointing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume and wiping them with her hair. Now, like Mary, Jesus the King is seen to wash feet. We read in John 13, 2 to 5. The evening meal was in progress. The devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under him and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Culturally, we are to be shocked by Mary. However, may we also not lose the shock of Jesus washing feet, taking the place of a servant. Further, may we never lose the amazement that our God and King has washed our sins away as he was humiliated still further by the cross. Fourthly, the promise of the Spirit. During the Last Supper, Jesus comforts his disciples by reassuring them of the presence of the Holy Spirit's ministry of teaching and peace in their lives. We read in John 14, 25 to 27, "All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Jesus not only provides redemption through his blood and his body being broken, not only does he provide washing and cleansing, he also provides the empowering of the Holy Spirit so that we can live for him and enjoy his peace in sufferings. As we go through trials in life, our hearts can be free from trouble, the troubles that many have and we experience, I'm sure. But the Holy Spirit wants to release us from these things as we take Jesus at his word. Finally, Gethsemane. On what is traditionally known as Maundy Thursday, Maundy, as we've seen, means to wash, Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane prior to his arrest. We read in Matthew 26, 38 to 41. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here, keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Jesus is full of dread because he is about to drink the cup of our sin, which will enable us to be washed. Jesus, the sinless one, is going to become sin for us. Jesus went to the cross as our substitute. So in response, be washed, be filled, be at peace. Jesus, through his suffering and death, has washed us of sin and opens the way for us to be filled with his presence by the Spirit, who fills us with peace. On this Maundy Thursday, let's be reminded of how Jesus washed his disciples' feet as an object lesson in how he will wash them through his suffering and death. Let's also see that he, through the cleansing achieved by the cross, comes and fills and dwells in us by the Spirit so that we can experience what Jesus promises regarding the Spirit's gift. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Ask the Spirit to fill you today. Ask him to fill you with his peace. And know that this promise is for you because Jesus has died for you to open the way for this gift. God bless you.